Best Eye on the World. I'm John Betts with Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, and my guide on being a member of the Commonwealth, which Gregory is, from Western Australia, from Perth. He's an Australian national. I am not, because of unhappy conversations in the 18th century. But I can envy, I can watch. And the headline is charming. King Charles hands over the tug-of-war trophy during a fun outing at May Highland Games in Scotland. The king, who is chieftain of the games, attended the annual event over the weekend sporting a traditional kilt and drinking some whiskey. I watched him drink whiskey, a dram of Scottish whiskey. He does look genuinely like he's enjoying himself. At the same time, this is vital because of the alienation between Edinburgh and Whitehall these last years. Will it be enough, Gregory? Will his role as cheerleader for the Highland Games satisfy?
Well, it's certainly an invigoration of the royal presence in Scotland. Queen Elizabeth was very loyal to Scotland and saw her role as Queen of Scotland as being of primary importance in keeping the Union, the United Kingdom, together. But King Charles has really taken that to another level. The fact that he didn't go this year to Balmoral Castle, which was the Queen's favourite Scottish retreat every summer, was important. He went instead to his grandmother's castle, the castle at May, right up near John O'Groats, right up on the very, very northern part of the mainland of the United Kingdom. And he's spending some of his Scottish summer there. And as you say, he was at the Highland Games there in Caithness, and he was at the opening up of the Eight Doors Distillery, which was great, good excuse to drink whiskey. And certainly the Scots are rightly proud of their whiskey and probably rightly insulted that, I think it was Vanity Fair in the United States, in covering this event, spelt whiskey with an E, W-H-I-S-K-E-Y, which of course implies that it's on the same level as American whiskey, which has an E in it, Scotch whiskey, as people south of the border want to call it. Scotch doesn't have the E, it's W-H-I-S-K-Y. So he's been a champion of that. He was at the games as well in the royal tartan, which is important. So it's really reinvigorating, if you like, his ties with Scotland, and that I think is the first order of business for him in making sure that the United Kingdom is secure and loyal, not just to him and the crown, but to the concept of a United Kingdom, which is a United Kingdom of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. And there are a lot of attempts to undermine that, not least of which coming, by the way, from the Biden administration, which has supported the independence of Scotland from the United Kingdom, supported the reunification of Northern Ireland with the Republic of Ireland. And this is very much an antagonistic measure toward the United Kingdom. So what the king is doing is critical in binding it all together, and he is enjoying doing it. The next step, though, has got to be to reinforce his ties with the Commonwealth, and he'll do that through the Commonwealth Secretariat in London, and then gradually asserting his new schedule of visits to the key dominions, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and, of course, to the other Commonwealth members. But that's he's doing a good job right now in getting his base secure.
How is he being received back home in Perth or in Canberra? Is the news good in Australia? Because they have much to occupy their time. Is he celebrated?
Well, there is certainly a lot of support for him, and I think a lot of relief among the monarchists in Australia.
We have 30 seconds, Gregory, 30 seconds.
Yeah, a lot of relief that he is showing some dynamism and modernity. However, the present Labor government in Australia, while it has diminished its discussion about the Republic, still talks about going for a Republic in Australia. I don't think they'll make it.
A wonderful day at the May Games, said the caption of the photograph of the king watching the Highland dance and the tug of war and the heavyweight throwing and the bagpiping. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, King Charles Report. I'm John Bell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.